You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's been a busy week of news. A tax overhaul, net neutrality repeal, and a lot of talk about Bitcoin, otherwise known as a cryptocurrency. Earlier this week, its value rose to $15,000 per Bitcoin, and investors can now trade Bitcoin futures on the public market. But what do you need to know about Bitcoin? Marketplace tech host Molly Wood breaks it down into five things for us, starting with the basics. Just what is Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is an encrypted digital currency. It's sometimes called a cryptocurrency, and it is a global payment system. It's built on top of this technology that's called blockchain. And that is essentially a virtual ledger that keeps track of every transaction. And the reason it's cool is that no one person or computer or entity controls Bitcoin, and the ledger itself, the blockchain ledger, is publicly distributed. So in theory, anyone can track these transactions to verify that they're real. And at the time of this recording, just as a side note, one Bitcoin is equivalent to $16,532.60.
On to point number two, who has Bitcoin?
Right now, mostly speculators and investors have Bitcoin, and there are not very many of them. In fact, financial analysts estimate that only about 1,000 people own 40% of all the Bitcoin in the world. It's a little hard to estimate how many people own Bitcoin. When you own it, it is essentially assigned to your digital Bitcoin address, which is really just like an encryption key. One person can have several addresses, so again, it's hard to count. But best guess is that between 2 and 4 million people own at least some fraction of a Bitcoin, and that number could be as high as 15 million people.
Let's move on to point number three.
Why is Bitcoin so volatile? That is basically the single enduring question of the entire Bitcoin story. One reason might be because so few people control so much of it. So any move by one of these Bitcoin whales, or maybe even a group of them, can have a huge impact on the supply and the price. It is also utterly unregulated and has no real infrastructure to speak of. Things might get more stable now that Bitcoin is trading on actual exchanges like the CME. But prior to that, you could have an entire Bitcoin exchange get hacked or go down overnight and lose the records of Bitcoin ownership and throw the market into complete chaos. And I should not leave out the very high likelihood of fraud and manipulation on some exchanges. Plus, then Bitcoin might get some bad press because it's used to pay off hackers and ransomware attacks and everyone might sell. Basically, Bitcoin is brand new. It is suddenly worth tons of money, and you should assume that anything and everything will happen.
Point number four, Bitcoin is a crypto or digital currency, so just how real is it?
Bitcoin as a financial asset is as real as people say it is. That's why it's worth so much right now. But as a cryptocurrency, it's real because there is a finite number of Bitcoin. There is a record of each one that is created or mined. And then there's this digital record of all the transactions in the blockchain. So actually, compared to something like a $100 bill, which has a serial number, we know it was created, but it can disappear for years after that and then show up all covered in powdered cocaine. Compared to that, Bitcoin is pretty real.
And finally, point number five, what's the future of Bitcoin?
This is a good place to note that Bitcoin is not the only cryptocurrency that's built on blockchain technology, and it will not be the last. This technology lets all kinds of things happen. A common example is something called a smart contract or a self-executing contract between two parties. The blockchain can automate transactions. The easiest example would be to say if I used a cryptocurrency that runs on a network called Ethereum to pay for a package, then my side of the contract would communicate with, let's say, FedEx and their tracking system. And when and only when the package was delivered, it would trigger payment to the merchant. It can, of course, get way more complicated from there. But the future is really less about Bitcoin or any individual currency and much more about this decentralized, computerized ledger technology that can potentially have a huge impact on all kinds of financial transactions. It doesn't require any middlemen, no gatekeepers, no fee takers, just these computerized, traceable, verifiable transactions. This is sometimes actually called the Internet of Agreements. And so set aside any fear of missing out that you might have about not getting into Bitcoin earlier, because there's a lot more to come.
There you have it. Five things you need to know about Bitcoin. And you can read more of this on our website, marketplace.org. And while you're there, check out our past five things on net neutrality. That'll help you understand what this week's vote to repeal it means for you. Again, all those details are at marketplace.org.